Hi, this is Kathy Cuff with the Ken Blanchard Companies, and today I wanted to talk to you about creating a service-focused vision for your organization. Now, when I say for your organization, we're really not going to focus on your company for this. We're going to be looking at you individually, but I want to start with that mindset, the importance of you having a service vision for the entire organization. I'm sure a lot of you out there have a mission statement, vision statement, values. A lot of companies have those now. And if you don't, that's something you're going to want to work on. And I want you to think about, does your organization have a service vision? Because we all have customers, and I think you'd all agree with me, customers fuel business. So at the organizational level, it's important to have that service mindset so that all of your employees, your associates, know what they should be focusing on, right? And then what we're going to be doing in our time together here is helping you think through your own personal service vision. Now, what's a personal service vision? That's really a statement of who you are, your strengths, your values, kind of what people can expect from you, your intentions, basically, those great intentions you have when you're interacting with your internal as well as external customers. So let's start with that, actually. Before we get to your statement, I want you to think about what we call your customer service tree. So right now, in your mind's eye, I'd love you all to kind of visualize a tree, all right? Tree in its fullest beauty with the beautiful green, branches and leaves, not getting into winter quite yet. And so if you think about that tree, those leaves, those branches, those are what we would call your external customers, right? The ones that you deal with, if you are in sales, they're your external customers you're selling to, the vendors, those folks, again, that buy your products and or services. So who would those customers be that you personally interact with? And then underneath the ground, the roots, all of that part of the tree, that's what we actually would call your internal customers. Those are people within other departments within your organization, other branches, other regional offices, and they're even people within your own department, your coworkers, your peers, your manager. Yep, your manager is a customer of yours, right? And vice versa. So right now, I'd like you to take that moment to jot that down as we're talking about this and think about who are those external customers I serve? And since you're in the middle of that tree, who are the internal customers? And when you're doing this, I want you to be as specific as you can, right? Because what you really are trying to think of those different customers I serve, what are their unique needs and wants? We certainly want to treat all of our customers with respect and courteous, being courteous and friendliness and all of that. And you also really need to start thinking about treating each customer as if they are the only person you're dealing with in that email, in that face-to-face conversation, on the phone, in any correspondence, right? We want them to really feel like they are valued and you care about them. And that really brings us to, that whole idea of caring, right? We have our customer service program here at the Ken Blanchard Companies is called Legendary Service. And it really is, the key is to care. You want your customers to know you care about them. So once you identify who are those customers that you serve, both internally as well as externally, and keep in mind, I know some people, IT departments, finance departments a lot of times, you might only deal with the internal folks, right? And then, of course, those of us that deal with both the internal and external. Once we've identified them, how are we going to let them know we care about them? Well, that's where your own personal service vision comes into play. So I'm going to walk you through the process that you could do with me now. You could kind of take notes and work on this following this. But here's how it works. I'd like you to start with writing down two positive characteristics that describe you. right? So your sense of humor, your passion, your industry knowledge, your technical expertise, right? Whatever those things might be, just two personal characteristics that describe you. And you can take any of those that I just threw out at you or come up with your own. All right? Once you have those, the next thing I'd like you to do is jot down two ways you feel you successfully interact with people. So you listen to, you resolve issues, you motivate, you teach. What would be two ways you feel you successfully interact with your internal and external customers? Then, this will be the longest part, I need you to complete this sentence. Through my service, I hope my customers will what? How would you finish that? What are you hoping that people, your customers, will do differently, be feeling, be thinking as a result of working with you, interactions with you, right? So again, completing the sentence, through my service, I hope my customers will what? So once you kind of finish that, then the fun part is to put it all together. So when you do kind of fill in the blanks, you're going to go in order. So numbers 1 and 2 was going to be those two personal characteristics about you. 3 and 4 would be those ways you successfully interact with people, your customers. And then 5 would be how you finished that statement. So this is how it should read. My personal service vision is to use my sense of humor and industry knowledge to teach and resolve issues for my customers so they what? Right? So you put that all together and you are going to come up with your own personal service vision statement. And then here's what I'd love to kind of challenge you all to do. Share this with a few people. Have maybe some of your colleagues teach them this and they can do it also. I've had people, you know, come up to me at the summit saying, I'm going to take my whole department through this. I'm going to take our leadership team through this, right? So you can use this, share it with others, tweak it if you need to, right? Look up some words if you want. And once you come out with what your final statement, you feel really good, I'd love you to put that by your workstation. Maybe even put it on any correspondence you have. Let people know, this is my intention of how I'm trying to show up in all of my interactions with you. Please let me know if I'm not living up to that. All right? So that's your task from this. But there is more. Because one last bit to this will be now for you to identify, what are your own personal values? What are those things that are important to you? So what I'd like you to do is think of your top 3, maybe 5 at the most. You really shouldn't have more than that because who's going to remember all those, right? But I'd like you to think of things that are important to you. So I know for me personally, I always have family at the top of the list. Or maybe it's authenticity. That's another really important one for me. Maybe you have, being ethical, or you have honesty, or you have courage, or you have harmony or health, all sorts of things, right? But for me, when I think of family, because this is then the next step, once you identify your top 3, 4, maybe 5 personal values, then I'd like you to behavioralize them. And this is the fun part, right? How would somebody know that value is important to you? So for instance, for me, I really do. My number one value is family. And I define that in a few different ways. I define it, one, thinking of my intact family. So I'm married, I have 2 kids, now they're adults. But I always still try to protect my calendar because my family comes first. If I was gone 5 days a week, every single week, right, that would be hard to have that connectedness with my family. You know, there'd be chaos, even though it's just my husband and I do have a dog. My poor dog would miss me very much. My husband, I hope, would too. But the idea is, you know what? Family is important, and I make time for my family. I do protect my calendar so that they know they come first. And when I think of my external customers, my clients, my colleagues, I want to treat people and have them treat me like it's family. I come from a big family. I love that whole, you know, feeling of togetherness and nurturing. So that would be a way I also would behavioralize it when I'm thinking about my customers, my clients, you know, when I do training with organizations. I want to work with companies that I feel are nurturing, are loving, that they do care about each other. They care about me as their quote unquote vendor or partner, really. I'd like them to think of me as just an extension of the family, because if I'm going to be gone away from my home, I like to be working with somebody that it's fun. I enjoy it. It's like coming home to family. And I actually have taken myself off of accounts in the past when, you know, great organizations, it just didn't feel like family to me. And so I just felt like it wasn't always the best fit. Right? It didn't always match my values. So that's what you need to think about. How would my coworkers, how would my external customers, how would people know what's important to me? And then once you identify your own personal values, now let's look at the organization. Are they in alignment with where you work? Because you know what? We all spend a lot of time at work, and it's a lot better if our own personal values are in alignment with the organization where we're working, right? That makes a great day at work. That's where you also are creating a great environment for the people around you as well. So I hope that our time here has given you some things to think about for you personally to work on, right? Your personal service vision, first starting with identifying who are my customers I serve, then what are your intentions when you are interacting with them, create that service vision and let people know what that is, as well as your own individual values. What are important to you? How do they show up? So that in everything you do, you are really showing people that you care about them, right? And so it starts with you. We all have customers. We all have to own that and see how can we do our little bit within our organization to create that service mindset. Now, one last thing I'd like to offer you. I would be happy to set up a 1-hour complimentary phone call with anybody that would like to do that. And I have had a few people from the summit already call and set that up, and we've had some great interactions. So please write down my email, Kathy with a K, Kathy.cuff, like the cuff of your sleeve, at kenblanchard.com. I'll say it again, Kathy.cuff at kenblanchard.com. Go ahead and email me directly. I promise to respond back and would love to set up some time with you to help you write your vision, talk about the values, talk about how you could create a service mindset in your organization. Thanks so much for your time.